WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Alice Randall is a country songwriter and an award-winning novelist, best known for her first novel, The Wind Done Gone, a sort of retelling of Gone with the Wind from the perspective of an enslaved woman. Randall's latest book, Black Bottom Saints, is a historical novel about the Black Bottom neighborhood of Detroit, once a thriving center of black-owned businesses and night spots. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Back in the heyday of Detroit, from the Great Depression through the 1950s, Joseph Ziggy Johnson knew just about everybody who was worth knowing in the shops, bars, churches, theaters, and nightclubs that lined the streets of that city's celebrated black neighborhood called Black Bottom. Johnson was a gossip columnist for the African-American newspaper, the Michigan Chronicle. He also was a legendary nightclub MC at two of the swankiest hotspots in town, the Flame and the Driftwood Lodge. And he founded the Ziggy Johnson School of the Theater to lift up the children of the city's black breadwinners, the workers, most of them men, on the assembly lines of Detroit's automobile plants, which ran 24/7, 7 days a week. As Ziggy tells us in Alice Randall's buoyant and innovative new novel, Black Bottom Saints, this was the economic opportunity that created Caramel Camelot. Ziggy Johnson is just one of the over 50 mostly real-life African-American artists, doctors, sports figures, activists, and behind-the-scenes movers and shakers who populate this novel, many of whom I've never heard of, and most of whom I now want to know more about. I can't think of a more sparkling way to get some education about the history of Black Detroit beyond Motown than to read Randall's novel. As its short chapters whiz by, you get a taste of what it might have been like to have sat in the audience of one of those nightclub shows that Ziggy emceed, where maybe Moms Mabley was waiting in the wings, while rumors were flying that Dinah Washington, along with her husband, the NFL superstar Dick Night Train Lane, might be stopping by. Except here, Randall is our MC, and not all the featured guests in this novel are headliners. Black Bottom Saints opens in 1968, where Ziggy Johnson lays dying in a room in Kerwood Hospital, a black-owned, black-staffed, historic institution in Detroit. Knowing the end is near, Ziggy decides to set down his memories. It's a conventional enough premise for a novel, and the only time that Randall relies on convention to tell this panoramic story. Consider the Baroque form of this narrative. Like many of us who were raised Catholic back in the day, Ziggy is familiar with Saints' Day books, a kind of devotional manual in which each day of the year is designated a saint's feast day. Ziggy hits upon the idea of structuring his jam-packed memories in the form of a secular Saints' Day book. He squeezes in a calendar's worth of anecdotes about Black Bottom personalities this way. And, as befits a nightclub MC, Ziggy concludes each of his saints' entries not by recommending food for their feast days, but rather specialty cocktails. In fact, one of the very first saints Ziggy celebrates is Tom Bullock. Bullock was the first African-American to write a cocktail recipe book, a country club bartender barred from tasting his own drinks. His book, The Ideal Bartender, came out in 1917 and sported an introduction by George Herbert Walker, the maternal grandfather of President George H.W. Bush. Ziggy recalls he first met Bullock at the Plantation Club in St. Louis and tells us, "Every bar I ever walked into was improved by my knowing that every bar in America owe something to one brilliant Sepian, Thomas Bullock. Bullock's feast day cocktail, by the way, is the Blue Blazer, whiskey, sugar, lemon peel, and a match to set the whole concoction aflame. Sepian is a word that Ziggy uses a lot to refer to Black people. It's his opinionated, distinctive voice that rescues Black Bottom Saints from being the static series of tweaked Wikipedia entries it might have been. His anecdotes about real-life famous folks, like the Mills Brothers, Bricktop, Butterbeans and Susie, may be, like that Blue Blazer cocktail, part straight whiskey, part flaming invention. But they take readers deep into the world of mid-20th century Black entertainers who traveled the country by train, carrying the backdrops, the showgirls, and the main acts with them. And turning away from the spotlight, Ziggy celebrates his reciprocal relationship with the Black auto workers who packed his nightclubs. When I'm driving some other Black man's sweat and prosperity, some other Black man's competence. And the next week, that man will be sitting in my audience. His approval will matter. Black Bottom Saints is a gorgeous swirl of fiction, history, and motor oil. There are also plenty of cocktail recipes here to make the rougher stories go down a little smoother.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Black Bottom Saints by Alice Randall.